There is a special quality to the heart of a Vaishnava that is indeed very rare. Because a Vaishnava has Krishna in his heart is very soft. And he's full of compassion. But when I examine my own consciousness, my own heart, it can be very discouraging. And of course, we know we should chant Krishna's names and Chaito Dorpana Marjanam, and the heart is cleansed. But sometimes we think it is taking so long. What I would like to speak of this evening about the holy names is divided into two, perhaps three parts. First, I would like to speak of someone, and his name was Narada Muni, who changed a very difficult, unfortunate life into the most fortunate life. And more than I want to speak about that process of changing misfortune to fortune, I wanted to speak of the result that he experienced. His conclusion was, and what his state of consciousness was after he became a most fortunate person. And I would like to speak of what Krishna did to bring him there. But mostly I wanted to speak about what the result was. Now, if we've read the first canto of the Bhagavatam, we know that Narada Muni was born in very unfortunate circumstances. He was the son of a maidservant. He had no father present. But from that humility of being in an unfortunate circumstance came the greatest fortune, because he began to serve. Usually in this world, everyone wants to be served. And misfortune and suffering sometimes makes our heart a little bit humble, so we can actually serve. And Narada was young, maybe 5 years old, and his fortune was that some Bhaktivedantas, some great souls, came to the place where he was staying. And for 4 months, he served them. He was just a little boy, but he served. And therefore, we stress the importance of serving. Mahatsevam dwaramahor vimukte. It brings all results. So that was his great fortune. But then they left. The Bhaktivedantas left, and that was his misfortune. But then he took the instructions that they had given him, and he began wandering and wandering throughout the world, experiencing the fortune and the unfortune, the misfortune of life. We tend to think that if I'm a devotee, if I'm chanting, why don't things go the way I want them to go? There's a tendency, I note it in myself, to think that everything should be wonderful according to my plan, but life cannot be like that. It cannot be that. It is Krishna's mercy that it cannot be like that. But that is not the topic I wish to speak about. So Narada experienced life after he became a devotee. And actually, according to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he was on the most exalted platform already. And as he wandered, one day he stopped to meditate. Now just imagine for a moment, if one day you took out your beads and began to chant, and suddenly Krishna was right in front of you, the person Krishna. Abhina tam namanamano. And actually a person in the stage of bhava, he experiences Krishna in his holy name. But just imagine, just for a moment, think of your own Krishna. Maybe it's a deity of Krishna. Maybe it's a picture of Krishna, a photograph of picture. Think for a second of the Krishna that you have your relationship with. Can you do that? Yes? Where are you from? Yeah, why not?
Virginia.
Virginia. West Virginia?
No, Virginia.
Is there a Krishna deity there? Do you have deities of your own?
Yeah.
Think of the deity of Krishna or the photograph or the picture that you have the deepest relationship with, that you have your shelter in. Until everyone's thinking of their deity, I'm not going to go on. Please think of him. And just imagine if you started chanting and he was as clearly in front of you as I am right now. And he was beautiful, unlimitedly effulgent, unlimited, because Krishna is unlimited. Sadashwarya Purnam, he's unlimited in beauty. Try to think about what that means. Unlimitedly beautiful. Not 10 times more beautiful than the most beautiful person. Not 100 times, not 1,000, not 1,000,000 times. Not 1,000,000,000 times. He's unlimitedly beautiful and unlimitedly strong. He's unlimitedly attractive and effulgent with his lotus eyes going almost to his ears. So beautiful. And his smile. And suddenly you were chanting and there he was. Narada had an experience like that. He sat down in a lonely forest grove to meditate, as he often did. You can all keep thinking about Krishna. You can listen to me. You don't have to listen to me. Think about Krishna. It's okay. And suddenly, he was meditating on the Lord in his heart. And suddenly he appeared in his heart. Krishna appeared. And Narada Muni went mad in ecstasy. His desire to see Krishna was so strong. His desire to see Krishna was so strong. And Krishna was there. If you desire to eat and someone brings you some food, you're so happy. But if you have no desire, polite, thank you very much. His desire to see Krishna was intense, and Krishna came before him. And then he was mad in ecstasy and Krishna left. Krishna left.
Krishna gave him mercy in the way he wanted to give him mercy, not the way Narada wanted to give him mercy. He always does what he wants, not what I want. I've noticed that. And Narada's madness, his disappointment, doubled and tripled. He stood up. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? That was actually the mood of Mahaprabhu after he returned from Gaya. No other words came from his mouth. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And then Krishna explained to him why he had acted the way he did. But this also isn't going to be the point of what I want to say, but it's wonderful. Please listen. Krishna explained to him why he treated him in this way. He increased his desire, gave him fortune, gave him misfortune, and then he appeared before him and then disappeared, making him so disappointed. There was a voice that came from the forest in which Narada was meditating, and that voice said, Hantasmin janmane bhavam namam drastum ivarhati. I regret to say that in this life you will not be able to see me again. You will not be able to see me. Well, why? Ivapakwa kashayanam dadarshoham kuyogina. Because you still have some impurities in your heart. And you are ivapakwa, you are not yet mature in your devotional service. Actually, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that Narada was mature. Still, and listen to this, still the Lord wanted to increase his no. That will happen. But he wanted to increase his. He told him, Ivapakwa, you are not pure enough. He wanted to increase his? No. Of course he wanted to. But this is his teaching. Well, why did he do this? He wanted to increase his? Could everyone just say humility and then I'll stop? Amazingly enough, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said that he was already on the platform of prema. And he wanted to increase his humility. Yes, that's my feeling. That's quite astounding. What is the depth of humility that one requires? And then he said, you have only once seen my person, and this is just to increase, as you all said, your desire for me. Because when one sees Krishna, it is not that one will think, okay, now I've seen Krishna, what next? And change the channel. What's next? No, not like that. Just to increase your desire for me, to attain me. Because, and please listen to this, because this is a point that we should really pull into our hearts during this retreat. Because the more you hanker for me, the more you desire me, the more you will be freed from material desires. If we just try to pull away the material desires, it's like trying to push away the darkness in a dark room. Rather, we should try and do that, but we should turn on the light.
The light gets rid of the darkness. The desire to serve Krishna, to please Krishna, will remove the material desires. And this was Krishna's plan. And then he said, the Lord said, that was the second verse. He spoke four verses. By service of the Absolute Truth, even for a few days, a devotee attains firm and fixed intelligence in me. It is just a matter of time. It must happen. If we serve, if we chant, it is just a matter of time before Krishna will arrange circumstances if we continue to pull us to Him. And then he continued to say, he goes on to become my associate in the transcendental world after giving up the present, very, very unhappy material world. And then he says, you'll remember everything, don't worry. Now, Narada had seen the Lord, and then the Lord disappeared, and then this voice came, and it gave him these instructions. And then that voice stopped, the Lord's voice stopped. And Narada simply offered his humble obeisances by bowing his head. Now, I wanted to read two more verses to see how Narada reacted when this amazing situation arranged by Krishna happened to him. How did he react? He got some mercy. And how did he react to that mercy? Because here we will get mercy. Everyone will get mercy. How will we react? Here's how Narada reacted. Thus, he said, I began chanting the holy name and the fame of the Lord by repeated recitation again and again and again. And he ignored all the formalities of the material world. He didn't care what others said. He was that fixed. He did not care what others thought. He wanted one thing and one thing only. We cannot imitate Narada Muni. But now we are talking of someone who is very exalted. And this is truly a goal. I ignored all the formalities of the material world. And I just had this thirst, this intense thirst to chant Krishna's names and glories. And I did not care for anything else. Such chanting and remembering of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord are benedictory. They bestow all fortune. Chanting the glories and names of the Lord poured down nectar upon us. All fortune, we tend to think ourselves as unfortunate in the sense of we don't have what we think we want, we require even. Our lives are so much filled with that kind of thought, I've noticed in myself. But this chanting constantly gives all benedictions to the soul. And Narada said then, and so doing, always chanting, I traveled all over the earth, fully satisfied, humble, and unenvious. Fully satisfied, humble, and? Why wasn't he envious? Because he was fully satisfied and he was humble. If you're fully satisfied, why would you become envious of another? If you were humble, oh, he has something. I wish I had it.
or I wish at least he didn't have it. But that's not the thought of a humble person. That's the thought of an arrogant person. A person trapped by false ego. False ego means arrogance, actually. So in this mood, he just traveled. Where did he travel? Who took care of him? He just traveled all over the world, depending upon Krishna, just chanting and chanting and chanting and chanting, fully satisfied, unenvious, and humble. I would like to read Prabhupada's purport to this verse. The life of a sincere devotee of the Lord is thus explained in brief, in a nutshell, by Narada Muni in his by his personal example. Such a devotee, after his initiation by the Lord or his bona fide representative, takes very seriously the chanting of the glories of the Lord and traveling all over the world so that others may also hear the glories of the Lord. He takes that very seriously. Such devotees have no desire for material gain. They're conducted by one single desire. Ekeha kurunandana vyavya satmika buddhi. What is that one single desire that guides their life, that focuses their life? That desire, Prabhupada says, to go back to Godhead. That means to awaken their love for Krishna, to actually be themselves in relationship with Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. To be home. Enough of this world. Enough of trying to place myself in the center of the universe and failing to convince anyone else that I'm the center of the universe. Enough of this. I have one desire. This is a devotee who makes very, very rapid progress. For 6 days for our retreat, we should be like this. And then if we want to carry it to a seventh day, we can. And maybe even an eighth day. And this awaits them going back to Godhead in due course on quitting the material body. Because they have the highest aim of life going back to Godhead, they are never envious of anyone, nor are they proud of being eligible to go back to Godhead. Their only business is to chant and remember the holy name, the fame and pastime of the Lord according to personal capacity. They distribute the message for others' welfare without motive of material gain. Compassionately, they try to help others, not taking anything for themselves out of it. Maintenance, okay, because their desire is satisfied by constantly hearing and chanting Krishna's names. This is an exalted consciousness. This is Krishna consciousness. This is displayed by Narada Muni. And Prabhupada said, this is the life of an ideal devotee. And then the final verse that I'd like to read from here. And so, O Brahmana, Vyasadeva, because Narada is speaking to Vyas, in due course of time, I, who is fully absorbed in thinking of Krishna, and who therefore had no attachments, if we're attached to Krishna, if we actually somehow develop attachment for Krishna, then we will not be attached to this world. Because we will be actually satisfied. I, who was fully absorbed in thinking of Krishna and who therefore had no attachments, being completely freed from all material taints,
2 verses ago or 4 verses ago, the Lord had said that Narada, you can't see me again because Ivapakwa Kashayanam, you have Kasha, you have impurities in the heart. But by the process simply of chanting, continuously, always taking shelter of Krishna, he became completely cleansed of everything inauspicious. So then, as he wandered and wandered, increasingly chanting and depending on Krishna, increasingly eager and pure, at one moment, he died. His body dropped, but his soul was alive. It was pure, alive, and the instant his body dropped, his soul, he himself attained his actual position. And the example given here, as instantaneously as lightning and illumination occur at the same time, his body died and he became who he actually was. He wandered around just chanting. I wanted to speak about the goal. This constant chanting with great love and devotion for a particular reason. Because just like when you got on, when you would raise your hand if you've come by to India by plane. That's almost everyone. When you were getting on the plane, were you thinking of how wonderful it is going to go on the plane? What were you thinking of? I heard someone said no, really convincingly over there. What were you thinking of?
Will it crash?
There's always one in a classroom. Were you thinking of a crash? I would like to make a suggestion. Think of your destination, your goal, instead. Think, how many of you would, at least sometime, would thinking, oh, I can't wait to get off this plane and be in Vrindavan. I want to be in Vrindavan. I want to be in Varshana. Yes, there's at least one person who was thinking that, yes. Yes, oh, and then when you get off, if you arrive in Delhi, what a relief, even though Delhi itself isn't such a relief. But oh, it's better than anywhere else outside because it's so close to Vrindavan, and then you drive through Delhi, and then you drive through Faridabad, and then when you pass Faridabad, the sweetness of Vrindavan starts getting stronger and stronger. Did anyone notice that?
Yes.
And then, so I would like to describe these results of chanting, because even though we may not be on that stage now, we should keep our consciousness at least to some degree on the destination, where we're going, on the ideal, on the perfection, not on the crashes. With all due respect, not on the crash. Yes, sometimes we'll go up and sometimes we'll go down. Sometimes this will happen. Sometimes fortune, sometimes misfortune. This is life and there's nothing we can do about that. But we should keep our consciousness on the goal, on Vrindavan, on the holy names. The more we can do that, the better we are, the better we will become. I also wanted to read another pastime. This one, all these are famous. This one is about when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met the Mayavadi sannyasis, headed by whom? In Benares, who was the head of them? Prakasananda. So we know that they were criticizing him, and he decided to accept an invitation, and he went into their company. And he waited outside in the place where the feet are cleansed, and a dirty place,
and he began to exhibit an effulgence as bright as 1,000 suns. And everyone came to him. They extended his hand. Their hand to him, please come inside. Prakasananda Saraswati did. Please come inside. He said, Sripad, you are so effulgent, so wonderful. You are as good. You are Narayan. And you're sitting in an impure place. Why is that? You have some disturbance in your mind? You are feeling insecure? And then he added some more criticism. What was really on his mind, Prakasananda Saraswati did, he said, why don't you associate with us? Why do you chant and dance? This is the business of sentimentalists. Why don't you perform the actual duty of a sannyasi? Why don't you study Vedanta? And Mahaprabhu replied, because, he quoted the words of his spiritual master, which since we have read about his relationship with Sripad Ishwara Puri, it almost sounds as if this wasn't the words that Sripad Ishwara Puri would have said to him. But he said, Murkha Tumi, you are a murk. Murk means fool. Toma nahika Vedanta adhikar. You don't have the qualification to study Vedanta. Mahaprabhu said, his spiritual master had told him. Well, what should I do then? Krishna mantra japa sada. You always chant the Krishna mantra. E japa sada. This mantra is the essence. This is the essence of all knowledge of Vedanta. So Mahaprabhu continued to explain. So I began to chant Krishna's names, Krishna mantra. And suddenly, by chanting these holy names, I found myself dancing ecstatically. I found tears pouring from my eyes. I found myself sometimes falling to the ground. I found myself sometimes jumping, leaping in the air. I found myself rolling on the ground, crying, laughing sometimes. This is extraordinary, Mahaprabhu said. So I went to my spiritual master and said, what kind of mantra have you given me that has brought this result, that has made my heart melt in ecstatic love? What kind of mantra is this? And Sripad Ishwara Puri replied, that, my dear son, my dear boy, this is wonderful. You have actually achieved the proper result of chanting. Ishwara Puri smiled and said, you have made me very happy. And then Mahaprabhu said, he told me a verse and told me to always keep the names of Krishna in my throat. Always keep the names of Krishna in your mouth, on your tongue. And the verse he told him, who knows what verse it was? You all know it. Harinama, Harinama. Please understand what this means. That in Kali Yuga, Kalo Nasteva, we are misguided. Manda Sumanda Matayo, Manda Abhagya. We have so many problems, disturbances. There are so many obstacles. There are so many difficulties. But if we just chant Krishna's names always, like Narada Muni, whatever the problems are, they will be solved. Do you believe that? Oh, very good.
But some of us can't say that fully with full honesty.
Take that question with you when you chant. Be honest when you chant. Chant Krishna's names. This is our japa retreat. Chant Krishna's names and don't stop. And take everything, everything to Krishna in the form of his names, as Narayani Mataji was saying. She used to take, Krishna became her friend, her shelter, her protector. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna. The great wealth. Because in Kali Yuga we have nothing else. I can tell you this from my own experience already. As I'm getting older and older and older, all the things that I thought were me are disappearing one by one. I looked in the mirror and I saw my smile with its teeth and they're falling and the hair is gone and the strength is gone and the memory is gone. All the things that we falsely take shelter of and identify with, they will leave us gradually or quickly. And as Mataji was saying in her near-death experience, that all that was there was the holy names, and that gave her everything. That is our wealth. The holy names, take that with you in these days. Become the most wealthy of persons. Now, this still isn't what I wanted to say about this pastime. What I wanted to say was very surprising. What I will say, Krishna willing, if Srimati Radharani allows us, listen to this. Even before I say what I really want to say, I'll say something that I really, really want to say. Listen to this. This is what Sripada Ishwara Puri said to Mahaprabhu. Krishna mantra hoite hobe samsara mochan. By chanting this Krishna mantra, you will get free from birth and death. Krishna nama hoite pabe. Pabe means to be able. You will be able. By chanting Krishna nam, you will be able to pabe Krishnera charan. You will be able to attain the lotus feet of Krishna. It can actually happen here. It will happen here to everyone. In different forms. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna. It is the nature, Sri Parishwara Puri said, of the Hare Krishna mantra that anyone who chants it immediately develops his loving ecstasy for Krishna. Take that with you when you chant. Take that with you. But still, this isn't what I wanted to say. Because Mahaprabhu had been dancing and chanting in ecstasy. And Sri Padishwara Puri told him to continue. And now here's what I wanted to say. Saying this, my spiritual master, Mahaprabhu was speaking. He taught me one verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. He taught me one verse. And this Bhagavatam, this one verse, is everyone listening? Is the essence. Bhagavatera Sar. It is the essence of all the Bhagavatam's instructions. It's interesting, yes? He taught him one verse that was the essence of all the Bhagavatam's instructions. And therefore, he instructed me in this verse, bare bare, again and again and again. Now, what is this mysterious verse? I was surprised.
you won't be surprised, but I was surprised. Here it is. Evam vrata sriya priya nama kirtya. When one engages, evam vrata, one engages, this is the essence of the Bhagavatam. This is the essence of the Bhagavatam. When one engages with a vrata, of what? Svapriya nama kirtya. Chanting the names, there's two meanings of this. Svapriya nam, the names of Krishna that are dear to you. Or it means the names of Krishna who is so dear to everyone. With a vrata, with a firm vow to chant the names of Krishna who is dear to everyone, those names that are especially dear to you. And by chanting those names, jat anuraga druta chitta uchai. In this way, by chanting, in this way one develops anurag, attachment to Krishna. What is my biggest problem? I have no attachment to Krishna, but it's not that I have no attachment to anything. I'm attached to too many other things, starting with my body and my mind, my crazy mind and my donkey-like body. I have so many attachments, but I have no attachment to Krishna. I'll trade Krishna, even my best of moments, if the temptations are strong enough, Krishna goes. How sad. Here's the process. Here is the process that you should keep as your ideal on this japa retreat. Jato anuraga druta chitta. Very eagerly. Uchai loudly. Hasati laughs. Ato rudita rauti gayati. Unmattavan mityati lokabaya. This is what Narada Muni was exactly exhibiting as he was chanting. I'll read Prabhupada's translation. When a person is actually advanced and takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord, who is very dear to him, he is agitated and loudly chants the holy name. He also laughs, cries, becomes agitated, and chants just like a madman, not caring for outsiders. Now this verse is from the Bhagavatam, from the 11th canto, 2nd chapter, 40th verse of the Bhagavatam. I would like to read some of our BBT commentary on this, because in it, it gives some details, very interesting. Because we can ask the question, what is it that one chanting in this way, Svapriya nama kirtya, when one is chanting the names of one's beloved Lord with great love, why does one cry and dance and chant and fall to the ground? Why? Do you know why? This verse will explain, or the commentary of Vishwanath to this verse. He's describing how a devotee chants, and then I shall stop. A devotee is chanting Krishna's names, like Narada was chanting, as Mahaprabhu was chanting, as perhaps some of you will be chanting. And he's in that state of consciousness described in this verse. Why is he dancing? Why is he falling to the ground? Why do tears come from his eyes? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given a very nice example to illustrate ecstatic laughing and other symptoms of love of God. Why are these love of God?
a devotee is chanting, and in his consciousness, because of his love, this is of course exalted, he's seeing, oh, a pastime take place. He's actually seeing Krishna performing a pastime in his own heart as he's chanting Krishna's names. Here is the pastime. Oh, that thief Krishna, that son of Yasoda, has entered my house to steal my fresh butter. Grab him! Keep him away! Hearing these menacing words spoken by an elderly gopi Jarati, this is the pastime he's seeing. Krishna immediately prepares to leave the house. He runs away. The devotee who is seeing this transcendental pastime, he's watching it. He begins to laugh in ecstasy. But suddenly, Krishna runs away. And he can no longer see Krishna. He then cries with great lamentation. Oh, I have achieved the greatest fortune in the world. I've seen Krishna. But now that great fortune has suddenly slipped from my hands. I can no longer see him. Thus, he cries loudly. His laughter stops and he begins to cry. And he cries out loudly, O Lord, where are you? Please answer me. Where are you? I can no longer see you. Then the Lord answers, my dear devotee, I heard your loud complaint. And now I again come before you. And upon seeing Lord Krishna again, the devotee begins to sing, today my life has become perfect. And thus overwhelmed with transcendental bliss, he begins to dance like a madman. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also notes that the word druta chitta, which means with a melted heart, chanting, as we described, Swapriya Namakirtya, with a melted heart, a soft heart, indicates that one's heart, melted by the fire of anxiety to see the Lord, becomes like Jambunadi, a river of rose apple juice. Perhaps a little bit of that, by the mercy of Srimati Radharani and the holy names, while we're here in the kingdom of Srimati Radharani, can enter our heart. Some anxiety to advance. I've been chanting for how long? We could all fill in. And yet, look at me. Look at my consciousness. Perhaps a little of that fire will melt our hearts if we have some actual anxiety to be close to Krishna in service and perhaps even see him. The Acharya further points out, Nama Kirtanasya Sarva Katasam. The present and previous verse clearly distinguish the exalted position of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, chanting and hearing the names and glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the glories. It's not only the practice, the sadhana, it is also the sadhya, it is the goal. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also emphasized this by quoting Harinama, Harinama, Harinama. It is ours. We are here with no other purpose other than to chant Krishna's holy names. We have come here, we've been called here, no, we have been invited here to chant Krishna's holy names, and perhaps get some mercy. In this age of Kali, there's no alternative, there is no alternative, there is no alternative for spiritual progress but the holy name, the holy name, the holy name.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur recommends that we study the following verse in this connection. And this verse is from the Padyavali compiled by whom? Srila Rupa Goswami. Let the garrulous population. What does garrulous mean? Talkative. Talking. Let the people who talk in this world say whatever they like. We shall pay them no regard. Thoroughly maddened by the ecstasy of the intoxicating beverage of love of Krishna, we shall enjoy life. How? By running about, rolling on the ground, and dancing in ecstasy. And that's the end of the purport. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Oh, please take advantage of being here. I shall also try to do the same thing. We all want to take our steps. When we were first chanting, we heard that if we take one step to Krishna, then Krishna takes how many? 10. Who heard 100? Who heard 1,000? Who heard 1,000,000? Anyway, that's up to him. But we do our part and take our one step to him. We want to put ourselves in the hands of this very holy place, the kingdom of Srimati Radharani, of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, the land of Braja, and put ourselves in the hands of Krishna's holy names. Okay, thank you very much. And Narayani Mataji's Giriraj. He's very powerful, by the way. Very powerful. And C.C. Radhagobinda, C.C. Gaudadhai, and our Srila Prabhupada. And so many Vaishnavas, so many Vaishnavas, so many kind-hearted Vaishnavas. Okay, since we have 11 minutes left, you have 11 minutes of free time. Yeah, we are. You're a quick learner. Okay, Hare Krishna. So please get good rest, and tomorrow morning we'll start. And we start with the class again on begging the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. We will become beggars. And then we will continue our begging and beg the mercy of Vrindadevi after.